In our next segment, we are proud to have finally in our studio, Ms. Carmen Duncan, founder, chief coach of Mission Accomplished Transitional Services. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you this evening?
Well, I am so happy that I finally caught up with you. We are honored and privileged to have you in the studio. I know we've been playing phone tag forever, but it's a blessing to have you here.
Yeah, everything happens when it's supposed to.
That's right. So let's dig right in and talk about this wonderful organization. Let me start out by saying, tell people your name, who you are, where you're from, and your background.
My name is Carmen Duncan. I affectionately go by Coach Carmen.
Ah, I like that.
I, as you mentioned, I'm the chief coach and founder of Mission Accomplished Transition Services. I moved here from Poughkeepsie, New York when I was 16 and in 10th grade and decided to stay here after my terms in college.
Okay, okay. What is your role with Mission Accomplished Transitional Service? Love that name too, Mission Accomplished.
Yes.
So authoritative.
That's right. We accomplishing some missions.
Ah.
Well, in my role as the chief coach and founder, my day-to-day is really focused on the operations of the organization, fundraising, team building, being a leader, making sure that people know who we are when it comes to the marketing and brand identity, making sure that that's strong, and really being able to help people understand what it is that we do, what we do, and how we do it, and why we do it, and really making sure that we are seen as an organization that's truly mission aligned.
Okay, and you forgot frying the chicken dinners, right? And the fundraising, you do it all.
I don't do the chicken dinners.
No, okay.
But
all right.
But I'll ask for some money though.
Gotcha. Why did you establish the organization?
Well, I was really motivated and inspired by some of the mentors, coaches, and sponsors that I had in my life. Mm-hmm. And the difference between the three is that mentors are more informal, while a coach is someone who really focuses you on a specific goal, specific action steps. And the coach-protege, coach-coachee relationship is typically time-bound. So it's 6 months, a year, and you're really focused on enhancing yourself in one way or another. And then a sponsor is an individual who opens their little black book. So there's two little black books that we have, and one is our wallet, and the second one is our phone book. We don't carry around phone books anymore,
right. But
those are the two little black books. And it's really about connecting people to influential people who can help you with having a smoother transition into the life that you imagine for yourself.
Okay. So what do y'all do to coach, mentor, and sponsor risings, young professionals and entrepreneurs?
And just to give a little bit more to the why I established the organization.
Okay.
So the individuals who coached, mentored, and sponsored me really didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they see
name
potential.
Them too. Give them a shout out.
Give them a shout out.
Yes.
Well, actually, one of my mentors, she retired today after 40 years at Northern Rivers.
Bless her
heart
twice.
Her name is Marilyn Brady Johnson.
Okay.
And she is someone who she encourages her staff to just be unapologetically yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're leading with positivity, you're leading with passion, and you're leading with a mission, and you're not just trying to create havoc,
okay,
right? And then I have some other individuals, Ron Quarterman, Hector Ramirez, Dale, who is the owner of Umana's.
Okay.
My mom, my sister, my grandmother.
Okay.
But for those individuals who were not, you know, biologically connected to me, another individual is Kay Weir. So
mm-hmm.
she was my caseworker when I was a student or a participant in an independent living program through
mm-hmm.
Equinox for youth who were in the runaway homeless system.
Okay.
So I became homeless when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
While my father was in prison, my brother was in prison, and my boyfriend at the time was in prison. And
look
were all
what God
incarcerated
does.
All at
Won't
the same
do
time.
Won't he do it?
Yep, as long as you believe.
Yeah, as long as you
as
believe.
As long as you believe.
Made to believe.
Pun intended.
Yes, right. No. Yes. Uh-huh. So then let me lead to the next question then, okay? What businesses or career development coaching and mentorship opportunities are available within the next 6 months?
We have a fashion program coming up. It's called the Fashion Edition Institute. It is an 11-week program specifically for individuals between the ages of 18 to 35 who are fashion professionals and entrepreneurs. These are individuals who are very committed to moving their career or their business forward, but they may be in a place where they're stuck. So they don't know how to enhance their brand identity. They may not know how to recruit and maintain long-term customers. Or there may be some confidence stuff that's going on. So they know the craft, but they just need to know how to move forward with the operations and the administrative activities of the business or the professional position that they're in within a company.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to move at a little faster pace. I'm going to hand it to my co-host.
This program sounds really, really great. And I'm curious who's qualified to participate in your programs.
The individuals who are qualified are people who are coachable. Right. So you have to be someone who is looking for intentional coaching. Mm-hmm. You know, you set a goal, you have some action steps, and you want to move forward. And there may be times where it's challenging, but you're committed to moving yourself and your agenda forward. Mm-hmm. And you have to be between the ages of 13 to 35. So we have our high school based programs and then we have our community based programs. You poor thing.
I know.
I sound like I'm qualified.
Mm-hmm. Just to go back to the last question, how do we coach people? So individuals come to us and they pretty much know what it is that they want to do. Right. Mm-hmm. But they're at a place where they're trying to figure out how to get where they vision. We all have a big vision for ourselves. We all have a dream for ourselves. But sometimes it's like, how do I get there? Who are the people that I need to connect with? And what are the resources I need in order to achieve my goals?
Okay.
And our focus is to make sure that people are connecting to those resources.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So a really great question. What type of support would you like from the community?
We are looking for board members at the moment, which are volunteer opportunities. And we are certainly looking for financial contributions as well to support programs like the Fashion Edition. And we are also we're looking for people to just share what it is that we're doing. If you know someone out there who is a fashion entrepreneur or professional and they're looking for some support to move forward, then we're the place for them.
Okay, well, Ms. Duncan, I am so sorry we're running short on time, so we got to get you back. Okay. All right, we need more information. So real quick, let me close out. Tell people how they get a hold to you, how do they reach out, and how they can be involved.
Well, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at MISSACC12. That's MISSACC12. And you can also find us on our website at matransitionservices.org.
Carmen Duncan, founder, chief coach, Mission Accomplished Transitional Services. We thank you so much for stopping
by.
Thank
you so much for having
me. God bless you. I appreciate what you've done. I appreciate what you're doing. And I appreciate what you will continue to do.